tonight, I want you to look with me over in the book of the Revelation, chapter number 21. And read a few verses there, and then we're going to look over in Revelation chapter 22 and bring our main thought out of that chapter there. I like the book of Revelation. What I can understand of it, I like it. Amen. It's a good book. It's a good book for Christians to get into in the day and hour in which we live. Because like they was singing a while ago, Jesus is soon to come. This Bible right here has done told just about all it's going to tell. Amen. Jesus is soon to come. Revelation chapter 21, John said, "And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away. There was no more sea. Now I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God's with men. He will dwell with them, and they shall be His people, and God Himself shall be with them and be their God." Now, I like this right here. "And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. There shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away." Boy, I tell you, heaven's going to be something, man. Every day of our life, we just about it. There's something tragic we hear about or happens to somebody, but God's going to fix it all. And says this, "And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, It is done. I'm Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. And I'll give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things. I'll be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers, sorcerers, idolaters, liars shall all have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Father, thank you, Lord, for your word tonight. God, I thank you for the Holy Ghost tonight, Lord. God, that's given us some understanding, God, and given us some words, God, to preach tonight, Father. Lord, we love you and we thank you, God, for all you do for us. We pray in these last days, God, you'd send Holy Ghost conviction, Lord, upon your church, God. Lord, to draw us closer to you, Father. And we pray, God, for lost sinners. You draw them to you, Lord. And we thank you again for all you do for us. We give you glory and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. You can be seated tonight. I'm interested tonight in verse number 7. It said, "He that overcometh shall inherit all things. I'll be his God, and he shall be my son." Then the next verse is the flip side of overcoming. The fearful, unbelieving, abominable, murderers, whoremongers, sorcerers, idolaters, all liars, headed to the lake of fire. Now, I want to preach tonight on this thought. Overcomer or overcome. There's a lot of folks in this old world today that can say, "I'm saved, I'm born again, I'm a child of the King." But there's a lot of folks in this old world today that's overcome. They're not an overcomer, but they've been overcome by sin, by the wiles of the devil, and the devil's got a stronghold on them that they do not want to hear the Word of God, and they're rejecting the Word of God today. They're in love with sin. I was once one of them. Amen. There was a time in my life when I was overcome by sin. I didn't want the things of God. I was having a good time in my sins. But I thank God the Holy Ghost come to me one day convicted of my sins and showed me that I was headed for this lake of fire that burns with fire and brimstone, and it's the second death. And I'm glad God the Father and God the Son and God the Holy Ghost had their mind upon me to send the Holy Ghost after me, arrest me, convict me of my sins, and draw me with cords of love to a place of repentance. Amen. If you're saved tonight, you're one of the most blessed people walking upon the face of this earth tonight. If you know that you know that you know that you've had an experience with Christ, you're blessed tonight. I'm glad I'm an overcomer. Well, what is an overcomer? John sums it up like this in 1 John chapter 5. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? And he is the Son of God tonight. He's the Savior of this old world. Amen. Overcomer or overcome. Which one are you tonight? Listen, there's many that's rejecting the Word. They're rejecting the warning that's being sent out by preachers, by Christians all over this world. Rejecting. Overcome. They're headed for hell today. There is a hell and there is a heaven. Amen. And there are many today that's headed to that place. But I want us to think about some things right here for the overcomers tonight. What God has said, I love what God has said in these last chapters of His Word right here. You ever read a book and you just couldn't wait to get to the last chapter to see the conclusion of the whole matter? I'm glad God gave us some things in His Word right here to encourage the saints of God. No matter what you're going through in this life, friend, there's a better day of coming. Hey, hallelujah. Now, I'm glad that God, He's going to fix all things and He's got a place prepared for His children tonight. And one day soon, He's coming to get us. Amen. He said in chapter 21 right there that He's got a place prepared for you and I that know Him. It's a city, friend, that, hey, Abraham, look for that city whose builder and maker is God. And we ought to be looking for that city today, realizing we're just passing through this life. We're pilgrims, we're strangers down here, but we're citizens of a heavenly place, friend, that God has prepared for His children. Oh, I'm glad tonight. It's a heavenly place that we can call home. This old world is not your home, friend. You're just a passing through here. You're headed towards eternity. One of these days, you'll reach your place. It may be heaven, and it may be hell. If you're an overcomer, it'll be heaven. But if you're overcome, it'll be hell. There's a place, and there's a people that He mentions right here in this chapter right here. The people that He mentions, the citizens of that city, He describes them in verse number 24. He said, and the nations of them that are saved. The nations of them that are saved. Those that have been born again. Those that have an experience of Bible salvation. As the preacher was preaching this morning, friend, it's not water baptism. It's not signing a form saying, I'll do this or I'll do that. You don't work your way to heaven, friend. You must be born again. Hey, the Bible teaches us how to get to heaven. And the people that's going to be in that, friend, in that place up there, friend, are the saved. The church of the living God. I'm glad I can say I'm a member of the church, not just Liberty Baptist Church, but I'm a member of the church of the living God, bought by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm glad my name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life tonight. How about you? Amen. You know, I ain't got no problem going to church. Amen. I wonder about folks that's got a problem getting to the church house, friend. What they gonna feel like when they get to heaven? I'm afraid they may be disappointed if they get there. Oh, when Jesus saved me, He put church down in me. Amen. Amen. A child of God ought to love the church. And he ought to long to get to the house of God to worship the God of his salvation and fellowship with the saints of God. This world's got nothing to offer you out there, but God's got everything to offer you. Well, this is a place of blessings, friend. The house of God and the people of God. Well, not only the place and the people, but he mentions the privacy of this city. He said it's going to have a wall around it. Amen. Hey, when I was studying this right here, and I got folks sitting on that wall there, I got to think about President Trump. Wall's all right, ain't it? Amen. We ought to be for the wall. Amen. Keep the riffraff out. Amen. Even in heaven right there, nothing's going to enter that place that can defile it or whatsoever, make it the work of the abomination, make it a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. But God made sure of that when He put a great wall around it. Amen. Glad I'm heading to that city. You can lay down that night. At night, up there, friend, of course there ain't going to be no night, but you can lay down and rest. You don't have to worry about people getting in on you, stealing your stuff. Amen. It's going to be a place of perfectness. God's going to have it all fixed for us. The place, the people, the privacy. But now I want to get to the message right here in chapter 22. The provoking. The challenge for the child of God in the last days right here. This thing is winding down. This is chapter 22, the last chapter in God's Word. And I believe if we could look down through the ages, and if we could put on the mind of Christ tonight and look through God's Word, I believe we could say, this old world's in the last chapter. We just got a few more days to get God's work done that He's got for us to do in our life, friend. This is for the overcomers, the words that I'm going to preach now. The provoking, the challenge, the conclusion of this thing, the climax of it all. I want you to notice some things in chapter number 22 right here. First of all, in verses 6 and 7, He said, "And He said unto me, these sayings are faithful and true, and the Lord God of the holy prophets sent His angel to show unto His servants the things which must shortly be done. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keep the sayings of the prophecy of this book. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book." I want to say tonight that we as overcomers, we are saved people tonight and have overcome. We need to keep the Word of God. Amen. He's given us that charge right here. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. We need to guard it. We need to protect it. We need to preserve this Bible, this old King James Word of God right here. We need to preach it. We need to teach it. We need to pass it on to our children and make it to be a treasure in their life as it's been to you and I. And I hope it is a treasure to you. And it is the words of God, the words of life. This Bible right here is alive. It's not just some book that come off a printing press somewhere. These are the living words of God right here. It's quick. It's powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. It cuts to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and of the marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of our heart. And I'm telling you, you get in this Word right here, friend. If you want God to speak to you, get in His Word and listen to what He's got to say. And too often we don't want to hear what He's got to say. It does cut. Amen. It does divide. Oh, let me tell you, it'll cut you when you find sin in your life and you get in the Word of God. It'll go to cutting on you. It'll go to trying to fix some things in your life if you'll just listen to it. Amen. A lot of times that Word of God's hard. Amen. Why? Because we're flesh. We're human. But I thank God He give us this Word right here to help us through life. Amen. I'm glad when I get in a tight, when I get in a fix, when troubles come, when trials come, I'm glad I can get a Word from God. Amen. Let me tell you something. Dr. Phil and Miss Oprah can't fix your problems tonight. Amen. They can give you man's philosophy for your troubles. But I'm glad we've got a sure Word of God right here. Oh, He says right here that it is a true Word. True. I'm glad there's some places we can get some truth tonight. Amen. Oh, you listen to Washington talk up there, friend, and you know that most everything comes out of their mouth is going to be a lie. Amen. If a politician is speaking and you all know the truth, just look at the opposite of what he's saying. Amen. About the way it is, isn't it? You see, this world going to tell you what you want to hear. God's going to tell you what's right. True. It's sure. It's settled. The Bible says it's a seed. The Bible says it's a sword. And it's, let me tell you, it's a seed, friend, that we ought to be sowing every day of our life. We ought to be looking for opportunities to take this word right here and sow it. Share it. Plant it in somebody's life that, hey, it may come up one day. You never know. In some little simple way, you could change eternity for somebody. You never know what kind of an effect that one little seed of the Word of God could do to somebody. That's what happened to me. Amen. Old black man just handed me a gospel tract one day. Didn't preach to me. Just presented a tract to me. And it changed my life. Oh, listen to me. It's true. Not only in keeping this Word of God, it's a charge to you and I, friend, to keep it. It's true. And not only that, friend, but it's tested. Tested. And it can be trusted. Listen to me. You go all the way back to the beginning of time, friend. Every word of this Bible right here is, there's no errors in it. It's infallible. It's inspired. And it can be trusted tonight. The saints of old, you read the stories all throughout the Word of God. Let me tell you, they trusted God, and God proved to be faithful. And He's still faithful today. And you better know when He said, I'm coming quickly, He's going to show up one day when the world least expects it. Amen. He's coming again. Let me tell you, He didn't give us this book right here to go back on it. Amen. His Word is forever settled in heaven. Jesus said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words will not pass away. You can take it to the bank what God has said right here. He's never failed in one thing that He told in it. Thousands of years of tested, time and time and time again, and He's always remained faithful to His Word. He'll not go back on it now. But I'm afraid in this keeping of the Word, it's true, it's tested, it can be trusted. But in the day that we live today, it's being tampered with. Amen. Amen. You better watch all these birds just toting these funny Bibles. Somebody say amen. You better stick with what's been proven. There was an old man of God, first Sunday morning in March of 1974, preached the Word to me out of an old King James Bible. Hey, and it done the job. And why do we need anything else today? You can find that Bibles that's taking the blood out. You can find all kind of isms and schisms and things that man has concocted to draw multitudes of people. I'm afraid the devil's got in a lot of folks through the Word that's been presented to them, leading them to a devil's hell. Multitudes of people following a man with a funny Bible. Amen. So I say this morning, that if you find somebody that's trying to alter the Word of God, falsify it, corrupt it, show them this right here. Verse number 18. He says, for I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book. Listen, if any man, don't matter how big his church is, don't matter if he's got 40 or 50,000 people are following him, if any man add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. Some fearful words. I believe I'll just stick with this old King James Bible. I know it's proved. I know it can be trusted. I know it works, and I don't need anything else. And I tell you something else about the Word of God. You might say, well, I get the Bible and I go to reading it and I just don't understand what it says. Have you tried praying about it? Have you tried really praying? Have you got a hunger and thirst for the Word of God? Listen to me. I remember when I was a young Christian, I knew nothing about the Word of God. And I got me a Bible, though, and I started trying to read and trying to study, and it just seemed like it was just kind of foreign to me. And I remember the first time, I don't know, maybe a preacher had preached it or whatever, but I remember asking God, God, would you show me what this means? And boy, it's just like a light switch come on when I prayed and asked God for some light and some understanding of the Word of God, and that's where you're going to get it. And communing with Him, and the Holy Ghost will be your teacher. I don't understand everything in the Word of God. I'd be crazy to say I do. I've heard great theologians say they didn't understand everything in the Word of God. But I'm glad God's given me some understanding. I thank Him for that. And I believe if I'll study the Word of God and I'll pray and meditate on the things of God, seek His face and keep a hunger and a thirst for the Word of God in my life, that He's going to feed me through it. He done proved it. He done proved it to me. And He'll do the same for you. I say, watch it. Watch this Word of God. It's under attack. Amen. Christianity is under attack. Christians are under attack today. I was talking to somebody, may have been Brother Jake, about how Christians used to be so respected in the community. Preachers, churches. Drunks wouldn't throw their beer bottles out in the churchyard. They feared God. But it's a different day that we live in today. People will mock. They'll throw their liquor bottles, beer bottles out on the churchyard. And it's a bad day that we live in. But it's a good day to stay true to God. It's a good day to be in the battle. Amen. Not only as an overcomer should we keep the Word of God, but not only that, we should keep up the work of God. Keep up our witnessing. Whatever God has given you to do, whatever you want to do for God, you better get to doing it. Notice this in verse number 12. He said, behold, I come quickly. That's the second time He said that in this chapter. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be. Sounds like we got a work to do. Amen? We better get our mind on the things of God. Time is a running out. Amen? Eternity. Let me tell you, eternity is awaiting each and every one of us. Ready or not, heaven or hell, lost or saved. We better be ready to meet God. And we better be doing the work that God has given us to do, because He said, I'm a coming quickly. My reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be. Service. We're not serving the Lord coming to church. Amen? We're worshiping the Lord. Supposed to be worshiping the Lord. Fellowshipping with the saints of God. Our service to the Lord, it requires a sacrifice. And it requires that we get our priorities right in putting God first in our life, and realizing that when God saves us, He saves us, as Brother Ken read this morning, I believe in the book of Ephesians, He saves us unto good works. And what an honor to have such a boss. Amen. I know, looking out across this audience, there's a lot of folks in here that'll get up and go to work in the morning. You know what you're going to be looking for on Friday? Payday. Payday. A reward for the work that you've done. Jesus said, I got you working. I'm coming with a reward for you one day. There is a payday one day. So you work for the Lord not in vain. Your service is not in vain. Anything you do in the name of the Lord, He's keeping a record of it. Amen. Service. Sacrifice. Ooh. Sacrifice. Sometimes you may have to give up some of the pleasures of the world to do what God wants you to do. Have you ever come to a Saturday when you had a maybe a fishing trip or a hunting trip or a shopping trip or something to do, and God just impressed on your heart to get down to the hospital and visit brother or sister so-and-so, the sick? Have to sacrifice a little bit. But the blessings are rich. Or maybe He wants you to go witness to somebody. You know the story, Brother Ken, when he got saved. How that old preacher come to his house, I believe he says, on a Saturday. Knocked on the door. Well, he could have been out doing something else. But God laid it on his heart to stop by Brother Ken Bowman's house and witness to him. If we'll listen, if we'll be sensitive to the Holy Ghost, He'll use us some way, some fashion. You may have to sacrifice some of your television time. Uh-oh. Well, I'm getting personal now, ain't I? I tell you what you ought to do. When your favorite TV show comes up, you ought to listen to God. So the Lord may just tell you to sacrifice that hour to go into the Word of God. He may want you to sacrifice that hour to get in a prayer closet and pray. There's a greater need for that than there is for watching television. Amen. You ain't going to get nothing out of that but junk. But you'll get a word of life right here in this book. And to get into your prayer closet, the throne of grace in the presence of Almighty God, and to know that He'll bow His ears toward you and He'll hear your cry. What an awesome, awesome thought. What an awesome experience that is to know that the God that spoke everything into existence has given you a place to come so near to Him, to talk to Him, to pray to Him, and to know, as His Word says, His eyes are upon the righteous and His ears are open unto their cry. Sacrifice. Let me tell you what. The world, the flesh, and the devil will rob you of every minute of your life. Are you listening? The world, the flesh, and the devil will rob you of every minute of your life. And one day, you'll have no rewards to be proud of. Amen. It'll do it. Keep the work. Keep the work. Service, sacrifice, steadfast. You know, God would have you to be a pillar. Amen. God would have you to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Amen. And that ought to be our mindset. To do that, to serve our Lord. Nobody has ever done for you what He's done. Nobody can ever do what He's done in giving His life a ransom and sacrifice for your sins and my sins. I think it's fair for Him to require some service out of us. Amen. Keep the Word of God. Keep the work of God. And not only that, but keep away from the wickedness of the world. The devil in these last days has great wrath. The devil has great temptations. The things that when I was growing up that it just didn't exist, the temptations and some of the wiles of the devil, but it's prevalent today in society. And too many things in society today is accepted. Amen. Keep away from the wiles of the devil, from the wickedness. You see, in verse number 14, he says, blessed are they that do his commandments. See, we've got to take the Word of God, study the Word of God, listen to the preached Word of God and the taught Word of God, but then there's another step to it. We've got to apply it to our life. Amen. You can listen to it, you can look at it, but God wants us to live it to the very best of our ability. We've got flesh, hey, and the lust of it. We've got this old world and the lure of it. We've got the devil and all his lies, friend, and it's a battle every day of our lives to keep away from wickedness, and some days we'll lose the battle. Amen. We all, just to be honest, we all wicked creatures. We all sin and come short of the glory of God, but it ought not to be our desire to be that kind of person. And I thank God that there is a place that we can go and that we can confess our sins. And He said He'd be faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us. And it's good to come clean with God. Because dirt piles up. You ever notice that? You ever get out of working and first thing you know you're getting a little dirty, and before the day's over you're real dirty. It feels good to just change clothes and get a good shower, don't it? Amen. Our lives get dirty. God knowed that. He said we're nothing but dust. It's good that our Heavenly Father is interested in forgiveness and for cleanness in our life. And it's going to be a battle. But in these last days, as overcomers, God wants us to keep the Word of God. Keep it alive. Keep it flowing. Keep it going. Preach it. Teach it. Share it with a lost and dying world. There's a lot of lost people that won't come into a church house. Amen. A lot of lost folks that don't go to church. But God wants us to take the church to them and offer them a chance at life. If we'll sow the seed, He'll give the increase. Amen. He doesn't expect us to get the results. He just wants us to go. He'll get the results. Keep the work. Don't let the world steal your life from you. Don't let the devil steal your life. The time that God wants from you to serve Him, the devil, I guarantee you, will give you something to take the place of it if you'll let him. As an overcomer in these last days, we need to keep away from wickedness. The devil is a thief that comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And there's nothing better that he likes than to see a Christian fall. Nothing better. You can go your entire life serving God and living for God, and the devil can take you into a situation that will destroy your testimony for the rest of your life. Amen. You better beware of wickedness, because it's out there. And the devil knows just exactly where your weakness is, and that's what he'll prey on. And lastly, I want you to notice this out of this scripture here. As overcomers, not only keep the Word of God and keep the work of God, keep away from the wickedness of the world, but keep watching. Watching. Everything that I study in this Bible right here tells me Jesus is coming like a thief in the night. He's going to take the world by surprise. He's going to take the church by surprise. Because there's very few people that are saved that's really looking for His return. Too caught up in the things of the world. But He's coming nevertheless. It's amazing in this chapter right here, 21 verses and three times, He said, "Behold, I come quickly. Behold, I come quickly. Surely, I come quickly." He's coming. He's coming. Wonder tonight, are you ready? I wonder tonight, are you an overcomer? Do you know, can you go back and drive a stake down where God dealt with you and you called upon Him and He saved you? Can you? I'm not asking you if you're a church member. I was a church member. I was lost. But I thank God He gave me a chance to get saved, born again. Are you overcome by sin to the place that you've hardened your heart and rejected Christ? I want to give an invitation tonight, Brother David. I feel like it's needed tonight.